Jesus said, "A house divided against itself cannot stand." I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Today, we'll look at what that means in the context of the church body in Laos. And in this season of Easter, there's an opportunity to make memories with kids you've never met. But there's family business to deal with first. Laos is a communist country that looks askance at Christians. Like China, there's an above-ground church and an underground church. There's also persecution coming from the government. So imagine how discouraging it would be to find out that your latest troubles are stemming from the religious establishment, your brothers and sisters in Christ. Vision Beyond Borders, Patrick Klein says, that's exactly what's happening.
The government church is now talking about going to the Lao government and outlawing all Christian missionary work and outlawing the underground church movement, which would increase the persecution and would have to drive the church really underground.
It's a move meant to stifle the growth in the underground church. Klein suggests that perhaps the established church is a little bit jealous of the gospel advance.
People could pray for us that we can continue to get scriptures in and keep helping the church, but also that the underground church will really mature, become stronger and stronger so that they will not abandon their faith.
Would you pray for unity? In other news, the United Nations just released a report detailing the widespread abuse of kids in the Central African Republic. More than 300 have lost their lives in the past 4 years due to civil unrest. Some were targeted because they belonged to Christian families. Muslim Christian violence is one of the many challenges facing CAR's new president-elect, Faustin Touadéra.
Faustin is also a believer. And so we're all very excited about that.
Sharing the details via Skype, Jim Hawking leads Living Water International's CAR representative, Water for Good. They bring clean water and the living water of Christ to families throughout the country. As you pray for Faustin and the children of CAR, keep this in mind, too.
There is a huge bushfire that has been destroying lots of cassava gardens, lots of coffee gardens. So that's ruining the economy of hundreds of farmers in that area because it's gotten out of control.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Many celebrations yesterday on International Women's Day address tough social issues that women face around the world. Sat 7 is keeping those conversations going with a new series called Because I'm a Woman. It's now being broadcast in Arabic by the Satellite Television Ministry, reaching audiences in both the Middle East and North Africa. Please pray for Sat 7 as it brings God's truth about salvation and his design for women to the region. And keeping in the theme of celebration, Nicole James with Operation Mobilization was recently in the Arabian Peninsula. While there, she attended a wedding. But at the wedding, James's friend and OM worker, Rebecca, purposely built friendships that she planned to nurture, friendships enabling her to share the gospel. So please pray with the OM workers, like Rebecca, who are building relationships in order to invite others to the greatest celebration of all, between Christ and his bride, the church. Keep listening to learn more. And soon there will be celebrations all over the world as Easter's just a couple weeks away. But Easter also means Slavic Gospel Association's gearing up for ministry. Lana Yusof with SGA.
Easter is very religious holiday in Russia, and many non-believers also kind of celebrate Easter. So that's a good opportunity to invite believers and non-believers to local churches.
During the holiday, SGA helps churches put on plays, sharing the gospel message. They also follow up with the kids that they served during Christmas.
We've seen so many good things. We saw that non-believing children started attending Sunday schools. And after attending Sunday schools, they started bringing their parents to local churches.
There were lots of seeds planted, so ask God to raise up the harvest. You can learn more about this story and the others you've heard today by visiting missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Alzheimer's and dementia, for family and friends of the patients, these are the extreme test of faith. Sat 7 is offering a free booklet called This Ugly Disease, offering a glimpse of one family's faith walk through this valley. It's free when you sign up at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.